Standing before a few supporters inside the state capitol, Suzanne Ward of Georgia Right to Life reiterated the group's agenda.
Georgia Right to Life's mission is to bring an end to abortion. That hasn't changed. But until that goal is reached, we believe that women deserve the highest standard of care.
Ward says that's why the group is issuing a 600-plus page report, which it says details the state's lax oversight of abortion services. The goal, according to President Dan Becker, is to spur lawmakers to tighten the state's abortion regulations.
It's time for our lax regulatory environment to be addressed legislatively, which we are asking our legislators to do.
The report cites some state abortion clinics, including the Atlanta Women's Medical Center, which now operates as the Atlanta Women's Center, of being in violation of safety codes, like not having an elevator. Georgia Right to Life says that creates problems for patient safety in the case of an emergency. But Atlanta Women's Center spokesperson Jen Boulanger rejects those claims.
We've been in practice for over 20 years, and we've provided safe care for that entire time. There is nothing in our building or nothing that we do in our safety procedures that puts people at risk.
Georgia Right to Life says the information was collected over years with help from private organizations, citizens, and both former and current clinic employees. The group says it has presented its findings to state lawmakers, including Governor Nathan Deal. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.